I remember where I was 30 years ago. The screams still torture me at night. I hear the tank treads, the chopper blades, the crump of high-speed lead on flesh. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Puri! I never told anybody this, but I got out on a Section 8. I'm telling you what, we were all crazy toward the end.
AK-47, when you absolutely, positively got to kill every mother in the room, except no substitutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps!
I'm telling you what, Potatoes sent me over the edge. With what Lieutenant Higginbottom said, we ain't got time to clear the minefield. I'll show you how Marines clear a minefield. Run across it, hold it hand. So we ran across that minefield, and everywhere I looked, there was expanded limbs lying on. To the enemy position. They were so freaked out, we just ran across the minefield. We stood there and just raced. I went right back and fight. I never stopped. I went hoots to hoots. When the battle was over, I just stood there shaking. Until they medevaced me out, and I found myself in clean sheets in a hospital. Next thing you know, I'm on the airplane going home. Next thing you know, they got me loaded up. The gunfire is just a distant memory. I'm staring at a flight attendant. I'm like, I haven't seen a woman. A year and a half. I'm holding a Bloody Mary. I'm in clean clothing. The mud's been scraped off. It was too freaky. She said, you're going home for Thanksgiving, son. Home for Thanksgiving. I was like, home for Thanksgiving. I remember landing at the airport. It was back at a time when nobody appreciated us. I remember seeing, well, Bill Clinton was about the same age as I was. He was waiting to greet me as I came off the plane at the airport. I passed Bill Clinton and his friend Janet Reno. As they were having some sort of protest meeting, passing out pictures of Mao Zedong and Karl Marx, I saw the young Hillary Clinton. She too was at the airport protest. They spat on me as I stood proudly in my uniform. My parents were waiting for me. They said, you're home in time for Thanksgiving, son. Well, I got home and there was a big, beautiful turkey on the table. Pastor Webbins was sitting there. Estelle. Tony Kalachecki. All the friends from the neighborhood were there. I took off my beret and I threw it on the couch and I sat there at rigid attention in the hardback chair. My mother said the grace. Thank God Nino's back. Dear Lord, thank you for delivering him to us to enjoy this beautiful Thanksgiving. She said, Nino, would you do the honors as the newly returned prodigal son? Would you carve the turkey? I jumped up. I pulled a bayonet out of my boot. I started stabbing the turkey. Time is coming. And then I sat back down. Mama looked around at the disconcerted guest and said, well, he's having a little trouble adjusting.